What's up, game heads, and welcome to episode 23 of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, as always, Ramondo Burnside, and with me,
Joel Gao
and Ben Dupay.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man. Comic-Con.
It's happening.
Trailers, games, betas.
Hell yeah. It's good time to be a nerd.
Dude.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
We're getting sprinkled with all this goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm wet.
Yeah. It's good. It's good stuff.
I didn't think that through, but.
Yeah,
I'm gonna roll with it.
A little weird. We'll just keep rolling on.
Yeah. I'm keeping it. I'm glistening. I'm shiny. I'm new.
Yeah. Glittery.
Yeah,
I'm so geeked right now. I'm sorry. Yeah. I think I'm bringing it in with me because I just saw earlier today, Ready Player One, the teaser trailer that they revealed at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get in and just say something about it right after.
Yeah, yeah. It's so cool, man. Yeah, it's very cool.
Oh,
it looks
man.
Great.
Yeah, I've read that book twice now, and it's like, I was like, they did such a good job, man.
Yeah.
Actually, 1.5 times, but God, I'm so geeked for it. It looks like Spielberg's doing it right.
Yeah, he's the right guy, I think.
Yeah,
to do that, for sure.
I'm going to have to get that book.
It's so good, man. I have the audio book of it. I need to buy the paperback or a hard copy and just to have it on the shelf. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah. Shit, what have you guys been up to? Joel's been in Cali for like 2 weeks, so I'm sure you have been just itching to get back to some gaming. Your thumbs are just...
Yeah, my thumbs were...
Withdrawal.
I was having some major withdrawals. I was going through the shakes and I was night sweats. It was hell, man.
Yeah. We've all been there.
I could hardly sleep. Of course, that might be because it was like 105 out there, and at least it wasn't humid, but it was hot, and my parents don't believe in air conditioning, it seems.
What?
What?
Well, they turn it on at night, but it's so much warmer in their house than than what I like at my house. So.
They're so used to it, probably.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, this is too hot. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah,
it's terrible.
Your dad's walking around with like a big sweat patch on his shirt. Can I get you anything?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Like, yeah, some air.
Yeah.
Like, walking around in his briefs. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
You're like, no, that's not a vision I want to see.
Your dad's like the dad from the Goldbergs. He just comes in the door and just takes his pants off and sits in his tidy white. He's in a big, like, chair or something.
Sounds like me when I get off work.
Oh, man. Did you get a chance to play anything since you got home besides trying out the beta and stuff?
Yeah, not much, actually. I played a little bit of Bulletstorm. Because they re-released that on...
Oh, the remaster or whatever?
Yeah, the remaster. I haven't gotten very far, but I can see that they've made some improvements, you know, obviously up the resolution and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably be sending that back here pretty soon. There's a lot of stuff coming out up here. In August, we've got Agents of Mayhem coming out. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Fortnite just came out, too. And
yep.
Nice.
That's awesome. And I bought that game that you were telling me about that they had on the Xbox, and now it's in VR.
You're talking about Super Hot?
Super Hot,
yeah. Yeah, we're talking about that, too.
Oh, okay.
The one with the bullets in the puzzles.
Oh, yeah. That's like the, what's the movie with Keanu Reeves?
Matrix, yeah.
No, I'm thinking about the one where he's like a badass gun person.
John Wick type stuff.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a John Wick type thing.
A little bit of that,
too.
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't got a chance to try it yet because I just downloaded it yesterday, and I was playing the Destiny demo. And
yeah,
I'm gonna download
Destiny
that
demo
tonight.
Too. It was fun.
Yeah, did you finally get it going?
I did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. I got about an hour's worth of gameplay before y'all came over, so it'll be fun to talk about. Was there was Destiny 1 worth playing?
It was really good. The problem with Destiny 1 was that it wasn't what it should have been. What Destiny 2 is going to be is how I should put it. It was lackluster on story, super fun, but there was repetitive areas. You know, you go into a strike with a couple of friends, and you know you're going through this mission area basically to go kill the boss and trying to pick up gear along the way. And it's just like you would go and you pick a strike to do with your friends, and it drop you into like you know these same handful of areas depending on what direction you went.
Okay,
and so it got a little repetitive, but later on in its life cycle when DLC started dropping forward, that's when it started like really getting like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it found its legs. But it's a solid game, honestly. And the community rallies around that game. They still play it. There's people that have been playing that game since it dropped, like, you know, what was it, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like
just
that.
Just playing multiplayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say that it really finally found its legs when it came out with the third expansion, the Taken King. because that's when they like re-released the game as a whole game again.
Right.
And for people that hadn't bought it yet, and you could get this expansion and included everything else. And I rebought it at that point for the PlayStation 4 and played through it because my daughter had it.
Right.
And we played through it. And it finally, when they got that expansion, The Taken King, there was actually a whole cohesive story. Mm-hmm. They changed a bunch of the voice actors, and everything just flowed much better. Mm-hmm. And that was the game it should have been from the beginning.
Right. Yeah, so to answer your question in short, I think it is worth it. I know some people were really upset by it being a little light on story and things of that nature, like having some extra added things. But by the end of that thing, when they got all the DLC out and stuff, it was a pretty good package. But unfortunately, most players had already gone away from it, besides the hardcore. And so,
true story.
I never got back to it myself. But
okay, cool.
Yeah,
but good deal.
I think that they probably learned their lesson, and they've, you know, it's kind of a been a learning process for them because they'd never done an MMO type first person shooter. And so I think with the second game, they're going in the right direction, because it seems like they've got more of a story going on here. That opening section is pretty awesome.
And we'll definitely dive into that more once we get to that
section. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, sorry, I kind of opened a can of worms there.
You're fine, man. hey.
No, just saying it's worth checking out.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What have you been playing?
Really not much, man. What have I been playing? I don't know. Titanfall. That's it, really.
Did you start the story mode?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all I played is the story mode. Titanfall 2. That's great super game. Cool. Yeah. I actually like Destiny 2 better, but we'll get into that later. I've been jamming on Injustice 2 more, you know. I'm really excited. The San Diego Comic-Con, they announced some of the extra players that are coming out. They showed some Starfire gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Starfire looks sick, man. She looks
nice. I can't wait to get my hands on her.
Yeah, she's going to, for real. And Bizarro, too. They announced Bizarro.
Oh, really? Sweet. I didn't know about Bizarro.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. And it's basically just Superman, but he's the reverse of Superman kind of in the comics. So he instead of breathing ice, he breathes fire.
Sure.
He's like a zombified version of Superman.
Yeah, yeah. I've always liked Bizarro. I should have saw it coming, though, because, I mean, how easy is that to just take that same silhouette and everything and just flip some powers?
Reskin them and
give them some... and change the powers a little bit. Yeah.
So I'm kind of surprised they don't have, Nightwing and Robin, I don't know. I'm surprised they don't have the different versions of Robin in there, because it's like it would be so easy just to take the same templates and add a couple new moves, and it's just I don't know. Maybe just so many players they want to add. I mean, DC has, hundreds of characters, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're even missing characters from Injustice 1.
Yeah.
That they didn't die in any kind of story that I'm aware of. I mean, I know in Injustice 2,
Dick Grayson was in there.
They're a little more mature about killing off a couple guys during the story mode and stuff like that, but I don't recall anybody really getting the axe necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I can't think of anything like that either.
Yeah. There is a comic that bridges the gap. There is an Injustice comic that it was around before the video game, and it goes on past the video game. So so there are characters that die in between that kind of explains that. It's actually a really good comic too.
Okay, I have to check that out then. That'll make more sense, because when 2 came out, I'm like, where's Batgirl or where's so and so?
And
I love
Batgirl. I don't know where Batgirl is. She's my favorite too.
She was fun. You hit that. Yeah. You hit the B button for her power, and she hit her knuckles together and started glowing. I was like, yeah, I'm about to whoop your ass.
Yeah, I know. Or the thing where she disappears and comes out above you and grabs you or whatever.
She just
sweet
and zips up into the air and drops on your head.
So sick.
I love Batgirl.
I love playing with her.
Maybe she's paralyzed. She's Oracle now or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know. Well, in the comics, she was Oracle before she was Batgirl, and then she got fixed. But this is
that's how that
Injustice
works.
Is always like they're different. Different universe, so they always take things and kind of twist them around. So they certainly could have done the Oracle thing.
Leave it to me to screw that up. I didn't follow the comics close enough.
Yeah,
there's so many follow.
You can't really screw comics up. Comics are just they are what they are, man.
Yeah, there's so many out there.
I need to get on Injustice with you and jam on that.
Bit.
We haven't played each other yet.
No, I'd love to kick your ass. So it'd be great.
Oh, a challenge! I like
a challenge. He plays it a lot.
We need to get Ben. We need to get Noah. The two of us and anybody else that wants to jump into a room and just do like a King of the Hill or something.
Yeah, Noah's good, man. He'll kick your ass in the most polite way.
It's hilarious.
Noah, I don't know. He beat me really bad. Like,
beat your ass and be polite.
Oh, yeah. We've done battle. I whipped his ass like 3 or 4 times in a row. Then he started whipping my ass a couple times in a row. Then we had some back and forth. And
we had some good battles.
Was
fun.
I was like, fuck you, Noah.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time, though.
Nice.
He's good with Wonder Woman for sure.
Yeah. I should have known. Yeah, I'm Harley Quinn all the way.
I like Harley Quinn, too. She's fun.
Yeah.
I'm Batman. I just, like, I've tried to, and I'm decent with other characters, but, like, Batman's definitely my best.
Right.
Yeah.
You usually have about 2 or 3 that are, like, your thing. But, like, you usually have, like, your top 2 or 3 guys that you're, like, really good at, and then, like, everybody's like, I'm okay with these guys, but...
I am good with Robin, I think, is another one, and Green Lantern. Mm. Those two. Yeah, so Robin's Batman, Robin, sick. And Green Lantern are my 3. Okay. So. Right. Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
Yeah. And anything else besides Titanfall 2? Well, let me go back to that real quick. Titanfall 2, like, how far are you in the campaign right now?
You know, it's really hard to gauge, like, I guess, how far I am, because there's not, like, really chapters or anything.
True.
But, like... I don't know. I got my Titan, and then from there I've been like exploring this like compound or whatever, and trying to make my way through. And I've had to like leave my. I think I just got to the first like boss battle type thing or whatever.
Sure. Okay. So you're not that far.
Yeah. It gets really good actually. Mm-hmm. And your interaction between your character and the Titan.
Yeah.
It's he's funny.
Yeah. BT. Yeah. You get it's some so good great, man.
Like, comedy going there. So
there's a mission later on that I really want to get your opinion on once you get to it.
Okay.
You'll know it. It's a lot of, let's just say, some flipping of realities kind of.
Oh,
thing.
Really?
That was cool.
I'll leave that at that. But I think you'll think it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm digging it, man. I'm stoked for it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, what have I been playing? Obviously, I've been playing Friday the 13th. I love that game.
I gotta get on that, man. I'm so excited to get on that.
It's so addicting in such a low, I hate to put it this way, but in a low level of entry kind of way.
Yeah.
It just gets its hooks in you, and you're like, man, you know, all these AAA titles that, you know, you play and you kind of throw it away. Like, that was a great experience. I'm done. Mm-hmm. But this is like a rinse and repeat in a good way on a really low level. And
it's like, a lot of fun,
so
though.
Fun. It is. Once you get a couple of friends in there, you're chatting and talking. And it mirrors the movies so well, and like in moments where you're just like, hurry, start the car. And your friend has the keys, and you're out there trying to run around the car while Jason's trying to get you, and you're trying to start the car. And yeah, it's just all these little one-off moments every now and again that mirrors a movie moment. It's so fun.
That sounds so great, man. I really like. Yeah. I'm such a horror fanatic too. I'd really like to get into that. So.
It's a lot of fun, especially if you have somebody who has a good sense of humor is playing Jason. He's like, I'm coming to get you.
Yeah, like, come here. Let me talk.
Come
to
here.
You.
Yeah. You want some candy? Yeah. Get into the car.
Usually I'll try to, when I'm Jason, I'll say to him, like, hey guys, open the door. I got Girl Scout cookies and stuff like that. He's over there laughing, like, I'm going to open the door for you.
That's amazing.
I don't want me.
That's
fuck
so
you,
great.
Man. That, and then saw War for the Planet of the Apes. That was pretty good.
Hell yeah, man. It was fun, for sure.
It was a good movie. It definitely made you feel bad for the apes. Like you were like, fuck the humans.
Yeah.
Like, these humans are assholes. Woody Harrelson needs to fucking die.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Like, it was weird. I had friends who really didn't like it because they felt like it was too political, like the building a wall and the donkey stuff. And I just didn't see any of that. Like, I didn't. That's
you can
totally,
see what you want. You watch.
I didn't pull that stuff from it either.
I went into it wanting to watch monkeys blow shit up and like kill humans, and that's what I got. So I don't know.
The only part that bugged me was that they called it War of the Planet Apes, and I don't really feel like it was a war. I feel like it was more of a skirmish.
It was like a battle.
Yeah. Like exactly. Battle.
Well,
for
wasn't
the
that
Apes.
The second one?
In the
one?
End, they win. You know,
the second. One was what was so was Dawn Rise. So was it Rise?
No, it was
which one is it? Dawn was first and then Rise, or was it Rise then Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Oh gosh.
So it was Dawn then Rise and then War.
They should have said Dawn Rise.
They should have
battle.
Skirmish. Yeah, it should have been battle.
Skirmish. It was a battle.
Was skirmish. Yeah,
skirmish of the Planet of the Apes.
It was just battle. It was like a battle to me. It wasn't a war. I'm thinking like, oh, this is gonna be on a planetary scale, maybe, or like
that's what I thought too. Well, it kind of is because they're like, you know, the whole planet is fucking desolate. It's a post-apocalyptic world, so. But, like, yeah, it's not the whole planet fighting. But I don't know. I haven't seen any of the original ones. So, I don't know if those were on a planetary scale either.
Yeah.
We would totally lose.
Yeah.
Against smart
Smart apes,
you know,
yeah.
Because they're so much stronger and faster and
yeah, instinctual.
Yeah,
yeah. It's scary, man.
They would be superior to us.
If you haven't seen it, I do recommend that you check it out.
Those, for sure.
It's pretty good. If you haven't seen the other ones, I mean, it does help for context to see the other ones and then see it, but otherwise, check it out.
Yeah, we saw Dunkirk. That was cool.
How was that?
Yeah. It was super fucking depressing.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to be sad today.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It really wasn't like Christopher Nolan's best movie, though. It didn't really wow me. I mean, it was undeniably a good movie, but but I don't think it was great. I don't think it deserves a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it deserves maybe like an 80% or an 82%. I don't know. It was good. It was beautifully shot, but it was just the whole movie was kind of just a retreat. And that's all it was, and that's all the trailers made out to be. So I don't know. It was still fun. If you really like war movies, and if you really like Christopher Nolan, you're gonna want to watch it. I mean, it's definitely one of his good movies. I think like Dark Knight Rises or Dark Knight was better.
Be hard to beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a good war movie.
What'd you say, Batman?
Yeah.
He just mumbles.
Yeah. Exactly. He actually cast someone that looks a lot like Christian Bale in this one too.
Oh yeah,
like the lead in it looks a lot like Christian Bale.
I can see that.
You can tell that Christopher Nolan likes a certain type of actor. Like he casts someone who looks a certain way. So yeah.
Have you guys seen The Zookeeper's Wife?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I don't recommend it if you want to watch a really depressing. It was a really good movie, but it was depressing.
Okay.
It takes place during World War II in Poland, in Warsaw.
Okay.
So, you know,
when did that come out? Like a couple years ago, or is that recent?
It was fairly recent.
March 31st of this year.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it just shows how the Germans came in and the treatment of the Jews and it was just really sad, but it was about a family that was basically giving the Jewish people a place to hide and helping them escape.
Yeah.
So in that same vein of like The Pianist
and it was really well done, shot. It was depressing as hell.
I like movies like that or Dunkirk where like I don't know. Inglourious Basterds was awesome for sure, but it took a very like well known part of the war, like Americans killing Nazis. Like we all know that happened. So what, like whatever. But this was about like just something that no one knew. I mean, unless you're a history buff, like no one fucking knows about Dunkirk, you know? Like this isn't something that is really, I doubt, even taught in like high school history and stuff.
My parents knew about it, but I guess they taught it better back then.
Yeah,
I never heard about it. They're like in their 80s now, so.
Before they erased the history books and, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Nasty part of the war.
Well, history is written by the winners. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It was brutal, too, man. I mean, it was, So it's just kind of cool to see that little piece of. I like it when they expand on something that happened a long time ago that people just don't really know about.
Absolutely.
I know all about the, you know, Americans killing Nazis, stuff like that. I mean, that's all pretty basic. So,
Nice. Other than that, man, I got back into Castlevania Symphony of the Night because of that Castlevania TV show on Netflix. So I was like, well, fuck. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
How is that show?
It was really good. We talked about it last week for a minute.
It's only like 4 episodes.
And it's just 4 episodes, about 25 minutes each. So, I mean, it's about, all together, all 4 of them, probably about the length of like a movie.
Yeah.
So it kind of sets it up for the second season, which is going to be double the episodes. It's going to be 8 episodes. So check it out, man. If you got, you know, an hour and a half to burn, roughly, check it out. If you like anime, if you like video games like Castlevania, trifecta. Boom.
Well, Netflix is coming out with a new show called, what is it, Spark or Bright? Bright.
Yeah, with Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
Oh, that looks fucking boss, too. Yeah. David Ayer did that. He did, like, End of Watch, Suicide Squad, and he really doesn't have to hold back on this one. Like, this is the world. This is, like, what he wanted to do for Suicide Squad, but Warner Brothers kind of wanted him to make a PG-13 thing. So, yeah.
It looks cool. There was a game that was kind of like this cyberpunk with and stuff.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Will Smith, I mean, he's funny as shit at the beginning. He's like beating the shit out of a fairy in his yard. He's like, y'all just don't go keep hanging out. I'm just trying to sell my house over here. Like, I don't know, it's just funny.
Keep doing your gangster stuff.
One more thing and I'll let you move on. Speaking of vintage games, like, you know, or whatever, someone lent me this. I'm gonna be playing it for GameCube, Metroid Prime. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, someone at work found out I have a GameCube and he was like, oh, I got Metroid Prime and Metroid Prime 2, so he's lending them to me one at a time. Is it worth my time, you think?
I think so. I mean, Metroid Prime was a damn good game.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can't get over on GameCube is I wish you could invert the camera to where it would function normally, because it's so hard to get used to. It's almost not really even playable sometimes. Mm-hmm. I bought a couple games for it, and I can't get used to the camera. When you turn it left, it goes right instead of left.
Sounds like Nintendo.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Everybody else is going left, they go right.
Why though? It's like it's unplayable.
They like to invert a lot of their controls, it seems.
But sometimes it feels like they do shit like that just to do it. It's like, I can see it. If you're doing things like that for a direct game development reason, this has a direct cause and effect for why. You know what I mean? Like, if there's
But in Zelda,
I don't feel like it.
In the new Zelda game, they're controlled normally. I mean, right? It's one thing to make a different experience for people. It's another thing to make, a bad experience for people, or something that hinders you.
Look left if you want to look right.
Let's be different to be different sometimes. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know. You don't want to completely change the way somebody does things.
Yeah.
I never played that.
You just pissed me off.
Yeah.
I never played that one, but I heard it was good.
It was good.
I'll get into it.
So
awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I've been playing, man. Castlevania, Symphony of the Night. So good. So good.
Cool.
Otherwise, there's plenty of news. Let's just dive into that real quick.
All right, cool.
Giggity goo goo. News. I'm telling you. We already talked about Ready Player One having this trailer out. If you haven't seen that, go check it out. That releases March 30th, 2018. Trailer is juicy as hell. So. One big thing I thought was kind of interesting was that Casey Hudson is back with BioWare. If you don't know who Casey Hudson is, he was the head of BioWare during the first Mass Effect trilogy. And
KOTOR.
KOTOR. What else was he doing? Baldur's Gate 2?
Yeah, I think so. So there are rumors that they may be working on a KOTOR 3 since he's back in and Star Wars is big again.
Right. But he basically left BioWare in 2014. And I guess he quoted as saying, I'm just going to try some new things and just, try my hand at some other things. And then he goes to Microsoft, joins their MR team, which is their mixed reality team. And he's the creative director there. Mm. And he was only there for a year or so, a little over a year. And then, boom, he's back with BioWare as their general manager now.
Huh.
It makes you wonder if the whole Andromeda thing was please come back.
Yeah.
You did all the great stuff in our heyday.
We need you. We need you back.
You need somebody to helm us again.
That seems about right.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
I don't know. He's and then he kind of gives me a look how much we talking?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Wouldn't you?
Turn the suitcase around and open it up. Is this enough?
Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny and perfect timing.
This mixed reality, was that maybe mixed with their HoloLens stuff that they're doing?
I think it has something to do with that, where they were talking about, because Microsoft was trying to get their virtual reality stuff off the ground. I think he had a hand in that stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
And who is this again? What's his name?
Casey Hudson.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the big story earlier this week, him heading back over there and all the speculations as to why he was heading back over. I just like to think
I'm just glad.
Because it's Andromeda.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick it to that. I'm just
not nice.
That, facts. Yeah, that sounds, nice. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the big thing for that. Other than that, Destiny 2 beta, we were talking about that before. That is out. So make sure you're in there and playing that. If you had pre-ordered it, you had early access to it on Tuesday if you were PlayStation, and if you were Xbox, it was Wednesday.
That's right.
It opened up for everybody yesterday on Friday, the 21st. So check that out. It'll be open until 24th, which is Monday, so get in there.
I thought it was the 23rd at 9 p.m. Pacific time, but I could be wrong.
I thought I saw something that pushed it out a day.
Oh,
this
is
the
that sounds beta. Good to me.
The Destiny 2 beta? Okay, cool. Yeah. Yep, and I just got on it. Be prepared. It takes about an hour, hour and a half to fully download and install onto your PlayStation. PlayStation, it's worth it for sure.
PlayStation is so terrible about downloads.
It's gotten faster, actually. It's almost going 10 megabytes per second now, where before I was getting 2-3. I think they must have added
another server. Gone from baby turtle to teenage turtle.
Yeah. Well, at least with
no
the,
weapons.
The pro, at least with the pro, because it has a faster.
No ninja. No,
yeah.
No weapon.
No. Not ninja turtle.
Yeah. But get in there and play that if you haven't had a chance to. Doomfist is out next week on Thursday, the 27th of July. Yeah.
Can't wait.
So be prepared for that. Get in there and play that. We talked about it last week for a minute, so they actually released an actual date for that, so jump in there. And then last thing that I have, at least, is...
Wait, Doomfist. So this we talked about this last week?
Briefly. We were saying that the release date was going to happen either that week or the week after, which is coming up now. He's the newest Overwatch character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doomfisted.
I can just picture some fucking idiot on there. You've just been doom fisted.
Yeah, and his fist is pretty big, so that's gonna leave a mark.
It's gonna hurt a little.
He's gonna
bit,
have stretch marks. Afterwards.
Just go slow.
I'm watching some gameplay for you. Looks cool though, man.
Yeah, he's awesome. He would have been out sooner, but they wanted to get his get everything right on him so that he wasn't overpowered. And you know, I think his reach on some of his attacks were a little long, so they shortened that stuff and. Tweaked him so that he's optimized and not overpowering. So
cool.
Yeah, they figured a lot of that stuff on the PTR too, and they let everybody play with him and see what works and doesn't. And
yeah,
so very cool.
Check him out. We'll probably jump on there with some of the glitch guys and play some of that on Thursday.
I'll be on weekend. Too. Well, I'm on PlayStation. Actually,
I'm tonight, so. Sorely thinking about just grabbing an Overwatch game on PS4 just so I can jam with some other friends like you and Noah and some other people. So
I definitely will, man.
Yeah, it's so good for sure. And then my last thing was just that Comic-Con still going on for one more day. Tomorrow is the last day. So
I am on comicbook.com like every hour, just like. Every time, every year, this is my favorite weekend. Then tonight is the Marvel Comics panel, so their Marvel Studios panel. Ooh. So we might get an Infinity War trailer tonight. So
that would
fingers
be awesome.
Crossed.
Unlike the one that I gave everybody the other day,
fucker.
I was expecting an actual trailer.
I was so pissed.
Well, I guess Jose did it first on Instagram.
Yeah, I straight up like got up and went into a conference room and shut the door and like turned the light off, and I was like, because I just wanted to enjoy it.
Turn off the lights.
Yeah. I was like,
you're like, what the?
He was literally
like, you motherfucker.
I saw his message. He was at work, saw that Jose sent this trailer that was like a mock trailer of
oh, I saw the trailer.
Or like it was a troll.
It was just like a video of some guy constantly slapping people, and someone just like cut out the pictures of Thanos in the Avengers to make it look like Thanos is just slapping people
in a very shitty way.
But it's like, just done in such a shitty bootleg, like 13-year-old.
Yeah, it was like just a picture of the face, and it moved around with like
over the other person's face.
But
basically, it just shows Thanos beating up all of the Avengers and stuff and slapping everybody.
That is basically what the movie's going to be, though. Yeah. I mean, like, it's going to be Thanos beating the shit out of everyone.
I felt bad because I then posted it on Facebook and then tagged a bunch of people. And then Travis from Nerd Church Radio, he said he pulled his car over in traffic and then watched it. And then he told me that later. I said, oh, I'm so sorry that I'm a terrible person.
I know, right?
Everybody puts their life on hold to watch it. And it's like,
I know,
this
man.
Is shit.
What this is movie it? Is going to be crazy, though.
It is.
I really hope it's like 3.5 hours long, and we get like an intermission in the middle and stuff. Like that would be epic.
No one's had a break in the middle of a movie since like Titanic.
I know, man. That's what I'm saying.
It's like 98.
Tell me, this wouldn't be the perfect movie to do that. I mean, we have like 60 characters in this movie,
right?
I mean,
yeah.
I remember seeing Titanic back in the day, and they literally had an intermission where people got up and like for like 20 minutes or 15 minutes.
Go to
minutes,
the bathroom. Go get yourself.
And then they started the second half.
That song, like, "Let's all go to the lobby."
Yeah. The hot dogs dancing and shit.
Yeah.
Let's get out to the movies.
Yeah.
To get ourselves a snack.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they might. I would be surprised if this movie was less than 3 hours long.
Fucking fingers crossed.
I really would be. Because I just. They can't. I mean.
Unless they're going to break it up into three.
It's only going to be movies. Two parts.
Well, no, it is two parts, okay. But this first one has 60... I mean, it has double the amount of characters that Captain America Civil War had. That movie was like 2 hours and 15 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
So.
If they don't make it long enough, it'll be like bare bones with everybody just fighting, and it won't be cohesive.
Well, you can't have just fighting constantly. I was just telling a buddy at work that, and he was complaining about Game of Thrones the other day. I was like, you can't do that.
Don Cheadle did say that there is a 1 hour fight scene in the movie.
Nice.
Yep. Wow.
1 hour fight scene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang.
Fuck.
And Captain America: Civil War is 2 hours and 28 minutes. So I can't see them doing anything less than 3 hours for this. You got double the amount of characters.
I can see them being just under three, like 2 hours and 50 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. I just don't think that's enough time to fit everything in. I don't know.
Dude, I need that in my life. An hour fight scene?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like, you read the trailer footage, but like Thanos like fucking throws a planet at the Avengers with the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, he grabs a planet and breaks it apart and throws it at them.
Oh, he's like a god with that thing.
If you guys love that stuff and you love the movies, like, check out that fucking book, The Infinity Gauntlet. You can get the trade at any comic book store. I mean, it might be a little more than maybe what you're normally looking at. Probably like about $30 or something like that, roughly. But it's such a good read, and it'll give you such a good background on what you're about to get into as far as The Infinity Gauntlet and how fucking crazy it is. So if you haven't read that stuff, or you don't really know the background on it besides the movies, check that shit out, please. Or even go on like YouTube, and there's like Marvel Explains, and they'll be like, they'll explain pretty much any comic book for the most part, any of the bigger ones, and they'll break it down and explain it like in layman's terms what's happening. So check that stuff out so you have a better understanding before you see the movies and stuff.
For sure. Yeah. I actually own all the original comics of that series too. I'm pretty excited because I think the value might go up a little bit with the movies. Might make a little money. So.
Hey.
Yeah, although I doubt I'd ever part with it, but I don't know. If the price was right, I might. Yeah.
All
right. Oh, yeah, other news. Not really gaming news, I guess. This is just pop culture news, but like Walking Dead Season 5 trailer dropped. Did you guys see that?
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
Season 5?
Or Season 8. I'm sorry. Yeah, Walking Dead Season 8 trailer dropped.
Yeah.
And it was 5 minutes long.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
It was a 5 minute long trailer.
What?
It starts with Negan, and he's like, I hope you got your shitting pants on, because you're about to be shitting your pants. It's just like, and he's talking to the preacher.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
When we're done, I'm watching that.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty cool.
I'm going to pull a Travis and just leave your house and then pull over
somewhere. Yeah, let's stop the show.
On purpose. Just like not sit here and do it. I'm going to get in the car and pull over.
Create a traffic jam.
Yeah,
for sure.
Go around. I'm watching a fucking trailer. Yeah.
Respect the trailer.
Dude, many trailers. I love Comic-Con for that, man. We gotta go. We gotta go sometime.
Oh, dude, it's a life goal. That's a bucket list thing. It's San Diego Comic Con.
I heard a rumor that if you are like a, I guess this is more for E3, but if you are a true, like, if you're a journalist or like even like a blog,
they
type
have podcast stuff, like passes. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you can get in as with the pass depending on.
Yeah,
how,
San
like,
Diego
you're
though, you got to be like
legit,
big. Like more listeners than all of our shows combined. I mean, like in the millions of listeners.
One can aspire.
And then even then they charge you, I think, like $10,000 to get a booth.
Whoa.
And stuff. Yeah.
Holy.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. The world's largest comic shop ever has been going to San Diego Comic Con since it started.
Yeah.
And they stopped going this year because the booth was like $50,000.
Because they're getting their dicks broken off like a stalk of celery and thrown in tall grass.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's grenade? Fucking insane. Like,
wow.
And yeah.
That's
my penis just went inside me like a turtle.
Yeah. I know, right?
Damn.
What the fuck?
It's like 2 years' salary, man.
Yeah. I'll pass then. I'll watch it from the comfort of my couch.
Yeah.
YouTube or whatever.
Damn. Yeah, they're getting greedy for that kind of money.
It's not really even another reason that comic shop quit going this year is because it's not really a Comic-Con anymore. I mean, it's more of a pop culture con. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of movies and TV and video games.
It's been going that way for years, though. I mean, all the panels are like, you know, TV shows and movies and stuff like that. All the nerdy TV shows and movies anyway, especially. And, you know, and then you got Hardwick and those guys moderating that stuff, so.
DC Comics dominates the whole, like, comic side of things, though. And, like, Marvel's more focused on the movies and stuff.
But, TV shows, yeah.
DC dominates comics, video games, and animated movies. DC's got some good, I'm still waiting on a good Marvel video game, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting.
Mm.
There's the Spider-Man.
I feel like we could talk for an hour about that.
The one that's
for
the PS4.
That looks legit. Yeah.
That looks like it's going to be awesome. It's not affiliated with a movie, so that's already a good sign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
Made by the guys that did Ratchet and Clank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, the gameplay looks really cool. I've just never played a Spider-Man game that I've liked other than the Super Nintendo one, which was just a side scroller.
Spider-Man 2 on PS2.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy a PS2. Oh, shit. I have a PS2 at my job in the break room.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. And do you own that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's one that'd probably be hard.
I'll get a gamer's and buy one then, maybe.
Probably get it for like $3 or something.
Yeah,
like
I'll bet. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
probably less than that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But another thing you can get for free, though, is the Destiny 2 beta. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do it.
Destiny 2 beta is out. It's live. It's good, but it's a beta. Keep in mind, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it was pretty playable for me. I didn't really notice too many kinks. There was a little bit, like, menus and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of the pause menu where you pick your weapons because you just don't get a very good shot of, like, the picture of the weapon. It's, like, cropped, so you only get, like, a piece of the gun. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to understand which gun is which, like, which one's currently armed and which one isn't currently armed. And I ended up at one point being armed with, like, three separate pistols, and it was like...
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's like, okay, this isn't going to work.
Look at all my pistols.
Yeah.
And I only have two holsters.
Yeah.
Scary one.
The sniper was cool, though. I like the sniper rifle. And the bad guys are hard to kill, which I'm a fan of. I like the fact that the bad guys are as hard to kill as I am.
Bullet sponges, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I've always hated, like, you know, other people die with one hit, but I take, like, 10 hits to die. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
No. Play the PvP. You'll die in one hit.
Yeah.
Some of that. Yeah, I think the cool thing is that it's cool that they put the story up front, right off the bat. Like, here we go.
Yeah.
Everybody complained there was no story in the other one, or that it wasn't a good story, or it wasn't deep enough. Here you go off the bat.
Right.
Showing you a story.
This is beautiful, too.
It's epic. Graphics. Epic beginning. It's
yeah. Who's this bad guy, though? I mean, I didn't Gaul get a chance to check something. Him.
He's a Cabal, like a warlord. I think.
Oh, first of all, just wanted to ask, which character did you guys arm? I was the hunter.
Hunter as well.
I tried a hunter. I've also tried the warlock.
Warlock.
Yeah. Probably like the warlock
you're
more.
You're usually a warlock magic type character.
I think so. I like the warlock more.
What's the difference between those three?
Well, okay, so you have a titan, you have the warlock, and you have the hunter. Hunter, they're like gunslingers. They're really agile. They're quick moving. You can dodge with them and stuff like that. You can dish out a lot of damage, but you take a lot because you're not armored up like a titan is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Titans are probably the opposite of like a hunter. They have heavier guns and stuff like that, like chain machine guns and stuff like that. Big shotguns, things of that nature.
Mobility is a bit low for them.
They're a little slower.
Titan.
Yep. Yeah. Titan.
They're more of a tank.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are those the guys? Are they similar to like the bad guys that you're fighting against in the story at the beginning? The really big ones,
and they have fur around the collar a little bit and stuff like that.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're bigger and they're your tank basically. Okay. They can take a lot of punishment and dish out a lot of damage.
And then the warlock is basically like the magician kind of magic person, kind of like a Doctor Strange type of guy. You know what
you
mean?
Would expect a warlock to be, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Hence the name.
Did I hear Nathan Fillion's voice at the beginning of this?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes,
I was
absolutely.
Like, yes, this
he played
is
the hunter.
Little, yeah, that was boss, just so epic. I love his voice.
There is a lot of funny trailers that came out before the game came out with him talking and stuff, and people were like, you know, most people were excited about it. Some people were like, oh, what? Why'd they pick him? And it's like, dude, relax. It's the internet.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion's amazing. Man.
Yeah, he's
awesome.
Go
awesome. Fuck yourself if you don't like that.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
That guy's funny as shit.
I agree.
Right in your ass.
Well, some of the things, like if you play as a Titan, you can throw up a big barrier that can protect your whole group. If you're the warlock, you can actually like throw up a healing circle, and if everybody's inside of it, it heals them. So you have a lot of you have some team like abilities, and then you can also switch between your major abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a more offensive one or more of a team-friendly power.
Okay.
Yeah. It's legit, and it's cool that, I mean, I figured nothing that they would do nothing less, but they made everybody maxed out pretty much. So you're at level 20, level 20, and then your light is at 200,
yeah,
I believe, for everything, for every your characters. And then as you're playing through the beta, if you play through levels, you know, over again and kind of play... and unlock more stuff. You can actually unlock guns for the beta, but obviously you'll lose all that shit once the game comes out. I mean, then I can look.
When does this drop?
What is it, September
8th or something?
9th or 8th?
Yeah,
I can't remember. Oh, wow, so we got a while.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of time.
How big is the beta? Like, how much playability are you going to get?
It's going to be repetitive to some degree because the story part that you get to do is pretty short. You can probably get through it in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so.
Okay.
35 minutes if you're taking a little bit and exploring around.
Yeah.
But you go through the areas. It gives you a slice of gameplay, some platforming as you're jumping down through tunnels and stuff. And
sure.
It gives you a good rounded environment, so different areas that you get an idea for a taste of what the game's going to give you.
Yeah.
And then a boss fight at the end.
Okay.
So,
And is there multiplayer capabilities on this beta, or is it just straight up that small chunk of story?
Yeah, there's multiplayer. There's,
okay, I didn't see.
No, you're fine.
This is my first beta that I've ever been involved in. So yeah, it's like, yeah.
No, these are great questions that people are going to want to know. I mean, do you want to talk about with the multiplayer?
How far did you get? Did you get through the single player part?
Not completely. No.
Okay, because there'll be a part when you run out and there's the Titans, like the Titan boss or whatever. He's out there and he's throwing up a big shield and telling you to get inside here.
That's right where I left off.
Yeah. All
right.
Okay. If you look around, you'll notice other people running around. That's the MMO.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Kind of thing. You'll see a bunch of other people that you don't know that you didn't invite. They'll just kind of running around randomly, helping you fight.
Oh,
and so there's a lot of stuff like that you'll find in Destiny where you'll run into these public areas where people are running around and kind of help each other.
So the story kind of coincides with multiplayer a little bit?
In a way, because but then once you go into a certain room, then the people don't follow you because then you're going on with your version.
Yeah. So it comes, so like store single player, then it weaves out to some multiplayer stuff where you're co-oping together and then back into like single player stuff.
That's interesting. Has this happened with games before?
None that comes to mind at the moment. I'm sure later on when we're done like talking about it, I'm probably like, oh, could have said, such and such, but I can't think of anything off the bat.
Okay.
That
cool.
has that, but yeah, I think it's going to be really good. Like I said before, I can't drive it home enough. Destiny 1 was great, but it just lacked that deeper content as far as like just a good story and something to tie you to the characters and care about them. Like your characters are so, in a way, throwaway. Like they didn't have any kind of backstory really or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, these mythical hunters. And
they were supposed to have a background and then
They just never elaborated.
Like, oh, well, let's check that out. And
yeah, they never elaborated on it. You know what I mean? Like, they gave you the hint, like, these guys are, like, badasses from way back, and we're bringing them back. And it's like, cool. Back
I
from
guess.
Where?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because apparently they all died out or something, and somehow they're resurrected or something.
Yeah,
to save
the galaxy.
Okay.
With the help of the Traveler, which is that big glowing, like, moon in the sky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, basically this, I think the first mission is kind of like the first mission was in Destiny 1, where you had to play through it in single player, basically kind of like a training mission, you know, kind of get you, teach you, the ropes, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And then after that, you could play all the single player missions with your friends. So you should be able to play co-op with your buddies with, other missions that come after this one. You'll be able to play strikes with other people. And if you don't have people to play with you at the moment because everybody's busy or something, then they will matchmake and throw in two other players to play with you on
some
the strikes.
Randos.
And the same goes with the raids that this time around the first game, they had raids where you would go on these super tough hunts after like some kind of bosses. And you had like a group of, what was it, six or something?
I believe it was six, but now they're going to shorten down to four for multiplayer and for raids.
Okay.
But they didn't have matchmaking for that. So if you didn't have a group of people that you could take with you to help you fight, you could try it alone, but it was suicide.
Yeah, you may as well just smash your balls in a waffle iron because you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But
powerful image.
It's not good. My point is, it's not good for you.
Not good.
Don't do that.
And that was one of the biggest complaints people had was that there was no matchmaking for the raids in case their buddies weren't available. So now they've added that this time around. So
yeah, because there's plenty of times where I was sitting up at night like, oh, I really want to do a raid and try to get this done, and then like I'd message Joel and he might be busy or about to go to bed and my other buddies aren't online, and it's like, ah, I have nobody to do this with.
Yeah.
So it didn't allow you to just find random people that were doing the same thing you were doing. So other than the strikes and raids for the co-op stuff, then they have, like, competitive multiplayer.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
like 4v4. And it's similar to stuff like, I hate to compare Call of Duty type stuff, but, I mean, it's the easiest way to compare stuff to people. And so it's 4-on-4. And then you have other modes where it's, like, capture the points. So it's, like, 3 points, A, B, and C.
Like domination.
Basically domination. And so whoever holds those points longer, as you're holding a point, you get points. And as you're holding multiple points, you get more points. And
okay.
You know, so they have, there's things like that.
And they also had like diffuse and arm a bomb thing.
I don't like that one. I didn't care for that one as much.
Yeah.
You had to get to a point, and then whoever got to the point first, you armed the bomb, and then you had to try to defuse it if you weren't the team that armed it. And if you were the team that armed it, you had to defend it. And I don't know. That one I didn't care for as much.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, Michael and I played the point. We had like a couple of good games on that one, and then we totally got steamrolled.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't – obviously, it's never as fun when you get steamrolled.
Hell no.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. But, very cool. Yeah. I wonder, is Destiny 1 backwards compatible at all? Like, or no?
They're doing
those 360, right? And PS3. Yeah.
Well, Destiny 1 was Xbox One.
It was on Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're doing a clean break from it, though. So nothing you had in Destiny 1 will carry over. Your character, your light, your armor, and none of that shit is going to carry over. Everything's going to come fresh. They've basically made a clean break from the first game. So the Spire, wasn't the Spire or the place where you met?
I think it was
the hub,
the spire.
It's basically
like that.
The hub in the first game tower, where so we were all going to jump into a game together. We'd meet up at the hub, or whatever, at the tower.
Yeah,
and you can run around. You can put stuff in lockers. You can go to merchants and stuff like that, and buy things and turn in your stuff from missions.
Dance with strangers.
Dance around and just be goofy and explore around in this hub area. They destroyed that completely to separate it from the other game. And basically, you're like, you know, a bunch of hunters and without a home.
Okay.
So now that's kind of how the game starts off, and it starts you off in dire straits with this new enemy.
Be something I might check out.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get
them both,
if you wanted to get the first game again, I think GameStop's got like the complete edition for $39 or something like that, and that has all of the DLC all through the
great deal.
Iron.
This might be one I might be a gameplay order.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Because I don't know if I want to own it necessarily. It might be just something I play for a week or so.
See if they have like the complete edition with everything, and then you can.
You might play like a little bit of the main game and not even enjoy it that much. So you might not even need the DLC.
You got to do a lot of grinding.
Yeah.
So
And this might not be something I would necessarily want to grind in,
especially with the new one coming soon.
With GameFly, is it very often where you buy or rent a game from there and you get all the DLC? So, like, if I rent, like, Injustice Gods Among Us Part 1, does it come with, like, the Ultimate Edition gameplay?
No, not necessarily. It depends on, sometimes, like, a half a year later, they'll come out with, like, the Game of the Year Edition, and GameFly will get the Game of the Year Edition.
Okay.
And it will say as much on it. But if you just get the regular game, then it won't have the DLC. Yeah.
Okay,
it's hit or miss, so I wouldn't rely on it. But it's hit or miss.
Though. Okay, look and see if they have the complete edition. But
very cool.
Yeah, but if you haven't had a chance to play it, definitely jump in there. There's another day left or 2 days left, I guess. I want to say it's Monday, but Joel's thinking might be Sunday. We might have to Google this later.
Yeah. So when it closes, do they take it off my PlayStation then?
No, it's still there, but
it'll still be there.
But so, like, it's always
the servers will just go down.
Yeah, so you won't be able to play it without the servers.
So you can go and click on the button, and it'll start the game up, and then it'll be like, "Sorry, servers.
So this closes on
beta
Tuesday.
Is over. See you in September,
Sunday
some
or Monday,
shit like that." Yeah.
Okay, so it closes and it's done. I thought it was like you could register for it in that time, but then you had it for a while. So okay, cool.
Nope.
All right, so it's done.
Yeah, they'll shut it down. But
get it in there, then, guys, because it's definitely it's worth your time. I think
it's good. It's fun. Yeah. Yeah,
it's good free fun.
Indeed, and you're helping make the game better. I mean, what I mean? Like, I ran into this just real quick. I ran into a couple of problems because I got in there on Wednesday, the first night that Xbox could get in if you pre-ordered it. And at one point, I pushed the A button to go into the game like 4 to 6 times, and it would like it's loading, then I go error, and it'll give me a little message or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come on,
that sounds familiar.
So then I did that a couple more times, right? Did it a couple more times, and I finally got in. And then the only other issue I had was this morning when I was playing with Michael, one of our buddies. He would invite me to his fire team, and then I would join it. But then it showed like I had no level, I had zero level, and I had zero light. And I couldn't see my ship floating there. So just little stupid shit like
weird.
That.
Yeah, we couldn't revive each other in multiplayer yesterday for a little while. So I don't know.
It's a beta. So as long as that shit doesn't go into the real game, I mean, that's why they give it like a month and a half or so buffer.
Okay.
And clean things up. But
cool.
Yeah, it should be good.
Good deal.
Check it out.
Awesome.
And then Splatoon 2 dropped yesterday.
Yeah,
it looks like a fun multiplayer Nintendo game. I mean, that's it. Just that bottom line.
Yeah,
if you getting played great reviews,
it's getting awesome reviews. If you played the first game, it's more of that. I mean, yeah. some people are complaining that it's not a full fledged sequel. That is more of I don't know, like a reskinned DLC or some kind of, you know, something kind of extension of the first game, because there's not enough of it, enough new stuff in there to make it feel like a second game, is the complaint that I'm hearing around. But
that was kind of IGN's take on it. Was they said it was almost like it was just the first game released again with all the added bonuses that they came out with over time. But but they would give it an 8.5 or something like that. I think that's the average. It's getting about 85%.
84 on Metacritic, 8.5 on Destructoid.
GameSpot gave it 8 out of 10.
Yep. So, yeah. I mean that's solid. You know,
that's great.
I really wasn't going into it expecting, which I'm not going to buy it just yet until, you know, it's expensive. So I'll probably wait until, like, I know, like Mondo said, in a week or so, someone's going to buy it and return it to GameStop, and I'm going to get it for less because I'm a Plus member or whatever. So
there it is.
Yeah, but I, you know,
you get it from GameFly.
It's not fucking Zelda Breath of the Wild or anything. No one thinks it's Zelda Breath of the Wild. I think it's just a fun multiplayer game. So.
Yeah, I mean, and with the Switch being a little bare bones as far as like a lot of good games out for it right now, I mean, it goes into a stable of like 3 or 4 games right now that are probably must haves.
Yeah.
So I would say Zelda. I would say Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I would say this. And then coming up, maybe what else?
Oh, Mario for Odyssey. Mario Odyssey. That is, I'd say the only two must haves from this year Odyssey are going to be Odyssey and Zelda. I think Splatoon and Mario Kart. Those are like, if you like to get drunk and party with your friends, and like, or if you have a spouse like me, and you know, you just kind of like to play games like for 10 or 15 minutes together when you get some time, like that. It's fun, I guess, but. I wouldn't say that Mario Kart was necessarily worth the $60 I paid for it. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I love Mario Kart, though.
I love it, but, like, I have not gotten hours of gameplay out of that. Like, I play it every once in a while.
I guess if you had to choose between, like, you know, one or two games, though, I mean, you got to have Zelda in there. I mean,
100%.
Of course.
You could pound on that until Odyssey came out, honestly, and be fine.
I'm about to restart the story on Zelda.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Why don't you just do the DLC?
I think it was just some challenges and stuff. It's not really. Yeah.
Well, it also shows you where you've been. We're talking about this last week too.
I might do the DLC. I don't know.
I think you should. It's only $20, and that includes everything for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could go about playing it in a different way and have a different experience from it, maybe.
Sure.
Like from what I had, because you can play that game in a couple different ways and like get a couple different type of experiences out of it.
I read you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think to kind of go back to Splatoon 2 real quick. I kind of think that. I think it's a lot of fun, though. I mean, the basis is like 4v4, and it's online. There's some single-player stuff, but most people aren't going to play it for that. They're going to play it for the
multiplayer. It's like a six-hour,
Campaign. It's pretty short, but...
So can you... Oh, there is a single-player campaign?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a lot of... It's very platformy, you know? Mm-hmm. You're riding on rails.
Okay.
Yeah, but the go-to destination on that is definitely the multiplayer.
Yeah.
You have two teams, and the objective is to spray as much of your paint everywhere, because the more of the level that's covered in your paint, you get more points, and you can use that, your guns that you're shooting paint, to kill the other team members,
I think,
too.
It's ink, isn't
or
it?
Because
they're squids.
Right.
Oh,
Once in a while, it kind of shows them as squids, and then they turn into these humanoid-like characters.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, because you can slide in the ink.
Yeah, it seems like you can only slide in your color, though,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, like, you have to lay down some paint, and then you, like, go underneath it. And
you refill
like,
your weapon, too, when you're doing that.
And I love the little, like, bomb weapons that you get.
Yeah.
Like, there's just these ridiculous weapons that you have. I mean, it's
A big paint roller, too, I saw.
Yeah. It's just really cool. Like, I don't know. I might buy it, but I might do Gamefly, too. I think it's going to be really fun. I just don't know if... It's going to be necessarily one of those that, like, Zelda... Zelda spoiled me. So.
I would just rent it, man.
Rent it and see what you think. There's co-op, too.
Yeah. Because you might play it for a little bit and just be like, you know what, this is fun, but I don't see myself playing it further than a weekend. I'm going to send it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you do like it, I mean, fuck, just buy it from them, then.
Yeah, and Gamefly is good for that type of stuff. So.
Yeah, they'll send you the case and the book and whatever that comes with it, so...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like a lot of fun. I would love to get my hands on it sometime soon here. I think they said the only issue they're having is because, well, this is kind of news too. We kind of forgot about it. Nintendo launched its audio.
It's phone online app that allows you to chat. It's like a phone chat.
Which people are coming with mixed opinions about it.
Yeah, because you can't use your phone for anything else while you're chatting. So if your phone, if you're expecting
you
a phone
call. Oh, you
can't
get like text messages or phone calls?
Nope.
Really? What? How? They separated it. How the hell does that even work?
It's weird as fuck, man. Like, so if you're, so you use your phone, you download the app, and then you use that in correlation with the game. And so then while you're in it, you can chat with your friends through your phone, but all your other functions turn the fuck off.
Yeah, make sure your phone is plugged in because it's a huge battery drain.
And
apparently.
And the whole time you're...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Why the hell didn't they put chatting in the console?
Well, the whole time your phone stays lit, so it doesn't go into sleep mode or anything. Yeah. The screen turns off, so it's constantly burning battery.
And it's using internet stuff, so anytime your phone uses the internet or Bluetooth, it dies fast. I mean, it's just a huge battery sink.
Yeah. Yikes.
It could be cool if they you know, clear, you know...
They'll work out the bugs.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll work
it out.
They
work some
kinks
out.
Just kind of like wish they would work that shit out
first.
In the lab, you know? Like, yeah. You know, like, why do we have to be the guinea pigs? Like,
of course.
Because
it's cheaper.
You're fucking Nintendo.
They don't have to pay us to be beta testers.
Well, technically, we've all been guinea pigs since they dropped the Switch. Because, I mean, we still have there's several functions that still are missing from that are going to be rolling out throughout the rest of the year and going into next year. I mean,
True.
I mean, there's rumors that you're not even going to get the internet stuff until beginning of next year, first quarter.
And that pisses me off, man. I really wish they had, like, Netflix on this. Like, that just seems so fucking stupid to me. Because I don't know, man. It just seems so basic now.
How nice would it be to take the tablet into your room and you're playing Zelda and you're like, okay, I'm going to pause my game. I'm going to watch a show for a minute.
Yeah, man. Like, or I could, I don't know, man. I mean, I could hook up like my tablet or the Switch in the bedroom and then I have a Netflix machine in there, but I could like, you know, walk in the living room and play it handheld or, you know, I mean, it just makes no sense. I don't know. Seems like it would be so easy to add Netflix to this thing.
Still, it's a great. I'm sure it's a great system, regardless.
But it is a great system.
But they're missing things.
I'm gonna get one. I'm not. Even joking. But I also want to see if they're ever gonna like if you can ever get multiple docks. You know what I mean? Like, how would that work? I don't know. I'm not sure
multiple
how that
docks for like tablets. You mean?
I wish there was like a way that you like. Let's say okay, so you have a Switch, you have the tablet, and you have the dock, right?
Mm-hmm.
How awesome would it be if they put some kind of firmware or something in there where you could buy like. Here's an extra dock that's not like the one you bought. Like it's more like a dumbed down version of the regular one that you can just plug it up in your bedroom and have the main one in your living room. Put the other I keep saying dumbed down dock, but put the other dock in the room and then just put your tablet. You can put your tablet in either one. So if you want to go in the bedroom and take your game with you and put it on the big TV, pull out of the one living room, walk in the other room, and just slide it in.
Why couldn't you just have just buy a separate dock? I mean,
would it work that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can put it in any dock, I believe. So
yeah, because the dock is just—it's
just
a
whole
cords.
That's right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
no,
you get a little bit of a higher resolution.
I feel like an ass now.
Well, that's why it would be so cool to not the ass thing, but you know the dock thing.
You said my ass is cool.
Yeah, sure.
It's on
record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. You're so nice.
I'm going to sample you saying that.
He's a nice motherfucker, Ben.
Yeah, okay. I like that one. That's good. Nintendo Switch dock's $90. But for that, I mean, like, you could put a dock in your bedroom and in your living room. And if you had Netflix, like, I mean, it's like, there you go. You got Netflix in both rooms. I mean, if you like internet on your TV, you know, you have that in both rooms. So,
yeah.
I hope. Do they plan on doing this eventually?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's a lot we don't know.
I think about stuff like that all the time. It's like, okay, all the cool uses you can do with the Switch, as far as having it be a gaming system, and then also having it be like your entertainment thing that you take around the house. Like, I love my tablet. I use it all the time for different stuff. If I can mesh that tablet part of it with the internet and surfing the web and all this other shit into one and still use it as a gaming system, like, come on. They're dropping the ball right now.
Yeah,
like it would be so awesome if you can do that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll get there, I guess.
It is a very like, I say like someone. It's a very new type of thing, though, to do, I guess, to have this capability where you can yank it from there, play it handheld, mm-hmm. just put it back in, play. I mean, the whole console's in your hands, so they kind of started it with the Wii U, and they're moving on to this, but I think it's still a pretty cool concept for a game.
I just wish they
had developed it a little further before releasing it, you know?
That's my only caveat as well. Wish they would have worked out the kinks and then added everything in, because it feels like you're getting, like we said before, we had our episode where we kind of bitched a little bit about it, but it just feels like a little bare bones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They
got it out too soon.
Nice if it wasn't quite so bare bones when they released it.
Yeah.
But you know,
it's here and we're enjoying it and everybody's liking it. So, I mean, hopefully they'll get the rest of the stuff soon and they'll work out the kinks on the cell phone.
For sure.
Chat shit. So,
yeah, hopefully.
But I had something to add on the Splatoon.
Yeah, get in there.
Something I read. Interesting about the co-op. If you really, really enjoy the co-op, the bad thing, because I think that people should know before, you know, going out and buying something, the good and the bad. There are a lot of great things about the game. The co-op's supposed to be fantastic. You can play it with your friends, I think up to four people. It's called Salmon Run, and you're running around and you're fighting like these fish, and then they spit out their own ink or something when they're coming in. And then you've got to recolor the area and collect the salmon eggs. And anyway, it's kind of like a horde mode. And as fun as it is, it's only available on certain days at certain times.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Hmm. So Nintendo's like, they just want to be so different. They're like, this will only be available on Tuesday and Thursday this week, and maybe on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week. And
it's
then,
like almost like a Pokemon Go type thing.
Yeah, and they're like, it'll only be available in certain times. And then on those days, it'll only be available for 2 hours or something. And if you're at work, you're screwed.
Okay. I remember them saying something about this, and people were complaining that they think Nintendo's trying to, lead you to like a specific thing. They don't want to split their player base, mm-hmm. which I don't understand. Like, well, let people play the modes they want to play. Put like three or four modes in there.
Well, if you're playing with your friends, what does it matter?
Yeah.
You know, I read that it might have something to do with the servers too, because they wanted to have, if they don't have it as often, then they'll have a full server of people. Mm. If it's all the time, they might not have enough people on the server to justify it, or I have no idea.
They're trying to figure out why they do what they do is like trying to figure out why a dog licks its butt. I mean, it's like...
That's clear that dogs are cleaning their butt.
Yeah.
Apparently they enjoy, you know, whatever.
At least the dog has a reason.
Well, they're cleaning their butt, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't have toilet paper. So.
Yeah.
Part of me apologizes for even bringing this up.
Yeah. I know, right?
Other part of me is like, yes, yes.
But Nintendo, it's like there's no sense to it.
Yeah, they are kind of nonsensical, but I don't know. It'll all come eventually.
It makes no sense. I need a better analogy next time.
Yeah.
Why does Nintendo lick its balls? I'm sorry, no, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Dogs lick their balls.
This conversation just got away from us.
It's okay.
It's
devolving.
Speaking of Nintendo and what I've been playing lately, I did jump back into Pokemon Go, though.
Did you really?
Yeah, man. Like, I hated playing it when I worked in West Des Moines because it's like... It's hard to play because like there's no Pokemon anywhere. There's no Pokestops.
You'll spread out pretty far.
I work downtown now, and let me tell you what, man. I'm a level 9, and I've been playing it for like 2 days.
All over the place.
I sit at my desk, and there's four Pokestops around me that reactivate after like 5 minutes. So mm-hmm. like, I mean, I never run out of Pokeballs now, and like. I mean, it's actually really fun. They did an update too, and like it's a very mm-hmm. different. It's a very similar game, but they improved it a lot. So I would say like if you played Pokemon Go back in the day, didn't like it for like the reasons that you would run out of Pokeballs or wouldn't be getting anywhere with it, maybe try and jump back in, check out the update and stuff because it's definitely a better game now. So,
okay,
cool.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that were playing that a lot. Like you see somebody walking down the hall at work, like.
Walk into a wall.
Like they're just walking like, they're playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's fun. Actually, we have, like, all of us in my job play it, and we have a gym, like, a Poke Gym or whatever, like, right next to our job, and we run that everyone on my team runs that gym, so it's kind of cool, like, because we all do tournaments mm-hmm. and so. So, yeah, it's a fun one as far as mobile games go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. So, I haven't heard that brought up in so long.
I know, right? Yeah.
Crazy. Huh.
There was a big trailer for next-gen Pokemon shit that played at San Diego Comic-Con, too, I guess. But I didn't really grow up on Pokemon. I'm not a huge Pokemon fan. I just think it's kind of an interesting concept for a game that's different, you know?
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Should we press on and answer a quick email question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
Email time, suckas. We got a nice email from, well, his name is Brandon, the Wizard of Northern Minnesota. That's what he put down anyway, so.
Brandon, the Wizard of Minnesota, huh?
Of Northern Minnesota.
I've always wondered who that is.
I didn't know who was running that.
He's action. Not the Supreme, the Sorcerer Supreme.
I didn't know Brandon was running that area.
I didn't know.
Yeah. That's good. We got to pay tribute when we go to that area.
I'll
next
mark,
time.
Mark my map.
Mark your map. Yeah. I haven't been in that area of my map yet.
Yeah.
There's no footprints up there. Yeah. Well, he goes on to say, what's up, Ramondo and Glitch Crew? Just wanted to know what type of games you all play to unwind after a stressful or busy day. Also, is it a specific game? If so, what is it and why is it relaxing? Thanks for being so fun and keep up the geeky good work. Game on, Brandon, the Wizard of Northern Minnesota.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Your Highness, for that question.
Yes. No, the Wizard Highness. Your, the Wizard
really,
Prince.
Your, yeah, whatever. I'm not sure what how
your,
you say
your
that.
Worship.
He sounds your like, worship, your wizardness.
Your honor.
He sounds like King Candy from freaking Wreck-It Ralph. Yo, you're welcome.
Your mageliness.
Man, the guy that played him is the same guy that played the droid from Rogue One.
Really? Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
Fuck, what's Dang his name?
It. You're going to look it up. Yeah, I love that character just because I watch that movie a lot with my kids.
Ah, man, it is Alan Tudyk.
Yes, yeah. Alan Tudyk, man, mm-hmm. He's so awesome. He does such good voice work.
Yeah, man, he's awesome.
I'm
he's
coming
hilarious.
For your job, Alan.
Yeah.
I would love to do a voice work.
Hell yeah, man. You'd be good at it, too.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that would be
good
cool.
Voices.
Oh, thank you. You guys flatter me.
Yeah.
But,
I want to know what you play online.
To unwind?
Yeah.
I like a good RPG.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, it lets me...
Are you like talking turn-based RPG or action RPG?
Either or. I mean, okay. I guess turn-based is it takes me back to like old school roots of like just sitting in my room and, you know, stressing over like, okay, how do I want to arm my guys or what do I want to equip them with and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I get really deep into the strategy of it all.
Baldur's Gate or
yeah, so like okay. like Final Fantasy type stuff. That's relaxing to me.
I can never do turn-based RPGs. They put me asleep. I just I got
hence my point. See,
yeah,
it's
I just
so relaxing.
It's
relaxing.
Not a good way, though, man.
Winding down.
I gotta be down. Like I gotta be doing shit. Yeah, know? I gotta be throwing those punches myself.
Sure,
you know, like
I don't want anything that's gonna stress me out or make me pissy. Like Call of Duty type stuff is not relaxing to me unless I'm playing like a story mode or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't want to play multiplayer if I'm trying to wind down.
You might get wound up instead.
Yeah, I mean, especially like even Overwatch. As much as I love that game,
mm-hmm.
I think that if we go on losing streaks, I'm gonna start getting a little like pissy or like.
It is a frustrating game.
Yeah, it can be for sure. So I like games like that where it's just a single player game. I can just turn it on and just lose myself in it. Mm. Like even like other games like Skyrim, that stuff or like Fallout, that's not bad. It's sometimes walking around doing my
thing. I really wanted to go back and replay Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
Or Fallout 4. That's the newest
I have
one,
it if
right?
You need, if you want to borrow it.
Yeah, maybe that'd be cool. Yeah.
I have it for PS4, so.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
But yeah, stuff like that I think is anything that's whereas like low impact, I don't have to think super hard. I can just kind of chill and just let Calgon take me away.
For sure. Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Joel?
I also like to play a good RPG, but recently, I'd say Hitman, the
That game is
season
so good.
One, because I don't know, it's you can just kind of sit back, you can replay the same levels over and over again. But in a different way, you can plan out how you want to tackle a particular problem,
mm-hmm.
assassinate people in so many different ways. There are all these challenges that you can do, and you know it's just a lot of fun. I think you know being able to look at that and coming at your problem from different angles and I don't know, for me that's kind of it's fun and kind of relaxing and you're not really pressed for time. And stuff, so
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It's
I'm too fucking stupid for that game, man. I just like I die so fast. I swear to God, like I bought that. I bought like the most expensive edition with the fucking tin case. I was so excited.
I have that one. Yes.
Yeah, man. I returned it. I didn't like it because I sold it because I just like I'm not.
I don't know. I got it electronically, so I can't return it.
I got killed so much, man. Like I couldn't get past the boat, like the fucking training.
Oh, really?
Sequence.
No.
Yeah, well,
I played all the earlier ones.
Were you just not patient enough? To, like,
no, man. I was trying to figure out ways to be stealthy and get shit done, and I just I kept getting found out and
I kept crawling past the police officer and they're like that's suspicious
the whole time. Yeah, right. Ben's like the shittiest like hitman ever.
I was, dude, I really was. That is not my game. I just can't do it.
They're like, Agent 47, can you please go onto the boat and kill the objective?
Man. I was thinking like hitman shit, this is gonna be like I'm gonna be like fucking breaking some necks and shit, but like no, man, this is stealthy.
Yeah, you gotta be stealthy.
It's very monotonous.
Yeah,
and very you gotta be very.
You have to really take. Yeah, you gotta take your time. Yeah, I actually followed that one guy and knocked him out and became like the model and walked on the stage.
Helmut Kruger.
Yeah, helmet. And
yeah,
it's hilarious.
Paris. Yeah. I would say if you do play that one, because I would agree that that one's pretty relaxing too. I like putting that one on. I want to just chill for a minute.
Yeah.
If you do play that one, just make sure you pick your the way that you want to attack. You want to go after the objective or the guy that you're trying to kill or whatever. Because if you go into the menu, you can pick like, okay, how do I want to do this? Do I want to kill him like with the birthday cake and smother him in the cake, or do I want to push him off the roof or whatever? You pick
flush him down the toilet, you know.
Yeah, so you pick whatever one you want to go after, and then the game will take you towards that and help you hit the objectives as you go along.
Yeah.
Before I started doing that, I was just wandering aimlessly, like, well, what should I do? Should I wander in here?
Yeah,
oh, there's a vent here.
True. You got a good point.
I would just be doing some dumb shit in the area I'm not supposed to be in and get killed right away.
You might have enjoyed it more if you'd known that you could
and
approach it that way.
Save often.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I was so mad. Like, because I lost a save, and I finally had gotten to the point where I was, like, almost done with it, and I fucking, like, went and got some fucking chicken wings or something and came back, and I was just like, God, fuck this game. I'm done. It's done. Done.
Well, it's relaxing for me. Obviously, yeah, it didn't work for Ben.
I think, like, yeah, it's obviously a very critically acclaimed game. I mean, like, Noah loves that game. I think I'm the minority there. It's a very good game.
You know,
it's just, like, not something I'm into.
Everybody.
Right. It's all good.
You know, everybody has
I like
their...
hearing about your shortcomings, though. It amuses me thoroughly.
It is. It is funny.
I'm glad I can amuse you.
Thank you for that.
I would love to have watched you play.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would have. Yeah.
Yes.
To each their own, though, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Not everybody likes every kind of game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. As long as you can find your thing that gets you out of it, and as we always say on Nerd Church and probably on Indie as well, like, you know, it's escapism.
Yeah,
find
for
whatever,
sure.
Whatever gets you deepest into that escapism, whether it be like a Skyrim open world game or Call of Duty multiplayer where you just run around and shoot people in the face for, you know, a couple hours and that relaxes you, I mean, more power to you.
Yeah, you know, whatever works for you. I mean, some people will say, you'll hear like a bunch of people say, oh, this is a great game, and then you'll hate it. You'll be like, what?
Yeah.
So just because a reviewer likes something doesn't mean you will. You got to, you know, form up your own opinions and figure out what you like.
Or find a good friend that you trust that usually lines up with you and get their opinion. So
or borrow their copy and
boom,
for sure.
Rent something. Don't necessarily buy something if you're not sure if you'll like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You'll end up sorry for spending $60 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, there you go, Brandon, the Wizard of Northern Minnesota. We answered your question, so thanks for writing in to us and we
abracadabra.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so if you guys have anything else to add with that, let's. Yeah.
We got nothing.
We're going to wrap it on up then. So if you enjoyed this episode or you want to write in a question as well, like Brandon, the Wizard of Northern Minnesota, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. You can reach out to us with questions, comments, concerns, whatever the case may be. We're happy to share your thoughts on the air. Please keep it somewhat short. We had a lot of long ones in the first couple of emails.
Yeah.
were long.
Yeah.
So keep it somewhat shortened
That's
up
and
keep it positive if you can. We'd love to read it on the air.
Nice.
Otherwise, feel free to support us by going into patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and, you know, get access to Final Round, which is our bonus show. You know, more content of what we've been talking about before and video games and all of the nerdy fun stuff we enjoy talking about. So you have access to that if you are doing that. Otherwise, you can always make a one-time donation if you'd like. Help us keep the lights on, create new contests, merch, etc. So check it out. Please subscribe, rate, and review. It's super small thing to do, but it's super huge in its in what it does for us.
We would love some iTunes reviews, man. Mm-hmm. We're getting some more too. We got actually. Yeah. Do we read those on the show?
We have not read any on this show yet, but hey, we definitely can do so.
You want to read one?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's let it here.
Snag one of the newer ones, baby. Yeah.
So we got one. Not too long ago, looks like July 10th, funny and informative by Gorilla Mosk. And he said, great show, good guys, great content.
Mm-hmm.
So thank awesome. You, sir. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Gorilla Mosk. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Justin, cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. But yeah, do that, please. Subscribe, rate, and review. It only takes a second of your time, and it helps us out a lot. Climb the charts, keep us up there so other listeners can find us like yourself. So check it out. Otherwise, give our other shows a listen on the air on our network, Nerd Church Radio. Give them a shout out and listen to them. All things DC. Ben can tell you about
yep.
that.
DC Comics.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Nerd Church Radio. I just said that. Excuse me. Indie Comic Ninja is what I meant to say. We're yep. talking about indie comic books. That's a good time. That one's on the hiatus right now, but we have plenty of episodes for you to binge
on. Dex runs out. I think Indie Tuesdays is canceled.
Indie Tuesdays, yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that one anymore. But Dexter Jacobs runs that one, and he interviews indie comic mm-hmm. creators, so he's a good guy.
It's so good,
he
guys.
Does
Check
he
it
does
out.
good stuff. So yep.
yeah, Indie Tuesdays is on hiatus, is what I meant to
yep.
say. Sorry. Otherwise, yeah, tell a friend about this show. Keep it going. Get some love going in there, and. Last but not least, where can we find us all at? Joel.
You can find me on the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox under Scorpio 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter under Joel Gao 1. Mm-hmm. Just the number awesome. 1.
Noise.
Very cool. I am, this is Ben, and I am on the PlayStation Live Network, or PlayStation Network is Benzilla with 3 L's, and then I'm on Twitter at IndieComicBen, and mm-hmm. you can find me also at Nerd Church Radio on all the social media platforms.
There you go. Check out Glitch Therapy at Glitch Therapy on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, you can find me at Nerdy Ramondo on both Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to game with me or friend me on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, my name is Dirty Dimes. Other than that, guys, thanks for tuning in, and have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.